Hey everyone, this is Andy Studna, Senior Editor of Applied Clinical Trials, and welcome to another edition of the ACT Brief, your fast track to the latest developments shaping ClinOps and drug development. First up, a new ACT feature article highlights how AI-enabled repurposing, EHR-based real-world evidence, and synthetic patient modeling are accelerating the reuse of existing therapies, with major pharma now integrating computational approaches directly into discovery and development. These tools are shortening timelines, supporting regulatory submissions, and enabling broader therapeutic expansion as agencies grow more receptive to in silico evidence. Up next, in the final segment of our conversation with Sightline's Heidi Chen, she explains that sponsors are navigating a moving target as new ICH-GCP guidelines take effect on different schedules worldwide. While the updates increase responsibilities for both sponsors and CROs, Chen expects innovation to remain strong as organizations work to integrate the requirements without slowing the pace of development, especially in fast-moving areas such as CAR-T and GLP-1s. And finally, the FDA has approved Bristol Myers Squibb's Breyanzi for adults with relapsed or refractory marginal zone lymphoma, making it the first and only CAR-T therapy authorized for five different cancer types. The decision strengthens Breyanzi's position across B-cell malignancies and adds a new option for patients who have cycled through multiple prior therapies. That's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us right back here tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development. As always, thank you for listening.